Welcome to Ink Drinkers,
a literary tea party podcast
where we discuss books
and drink tea. Hi.
Hi.
Fair warning to all of our listeners that you may hear screaming baby in the background at some point during this episode.
Yes, my sister is here and she is trying to keep Finn calm. So we will see how this goes.
We apologize in advance. What do we have going on? It's Mother's Day coming up.
Mother's Day is coming up. This will come out the day after Mother's Day. So we wanted to go ahead now and wish everyone a happy Mother's Day. We hope that your day was all about you.
Definitely.
Or whatever you wanted to do.
We hope that you didn't have to lift a finger all day.
As mothers know, that's not going to happen, but we can dream.
Yes. What do you have plans?
We're going to my brother's house for brunch and then probably see Michael's family after.
That'll be nice.
Yeah. What are y'all doing?
My dad is boiling crawfish.
Ooh, nice.
At my mom's house.
Yum.
My dad is boiling crawfish at my mom's house? What is that even? My dad is
Isn't
boiling
crawfish. Isn't it funny how we, like, I always will just say my mom's
I
house.
I do that too, even though it belongs to both of my parents and they both live there.
I wonder how many people do that.
Well, and sometimes whenever that comes out of my mouth, I wonder if people think
that they're not together.
Yeah.
I think that too, but...
Because it'll be like, well, my mom's dog and my dad's dog and like they both...
Yeah.
It's their dogs.
Yeah. I always say, well, I'm going to mom's house instead of like my parents' house.
I do that too. My parents are together. They do live in the same home, but it is still my mom's house.
As it should be.
I don't know why. Yeah. That is interesting. If you also do that, I'm very curious.
Yeah,
I don't know like how prevalent that is. But anyway.
Yeah, we're here to talk about books.
We are. And so we shall.
Go ahead. Okay. I think it's your turn.
Okay, so my book is called Say You'll Be Mine by Naina Kumar. I think I'm saying that correctly.
Okay, it's a pretty cover.
Yes, it is. It's all pink and flowery and beautiful. The book was kind of flowery as well, but I was cool with that. This is actually a debut.
Okay.
And it's Indian culture, so loving it. So basically at the beginning of the book, Meghna, who is our lead female character, she learns that her ex-boyfriend from college, who she still really hung up on and still best friends with her, is getting married. Uh-huh, yes, uh-huh, you guessed uh-huh. it. You just yeah. mouthed the answer. And so she is obviously mildly devastated. And she goes to her parents and says, I'm ready. You can finally like set me up on.
Okay.
I think it's called a rishti or something like that. So you can finally set me up. You know, let's start doing the
interviews.
Yeah. All that kind of stuff.
And all the profiles.
Right.
Sure.
And her mom's like, yay. So the very first one comes over to her house. His name is Kartik. And Kartik has decided that he's never getting married. Basically he has some issues with his past and like his dad is not a good guy and he's always been terrible to his mother.
Okay.
And so he does not want to perpetuate this cycle.
So why is he even in the pool?
His mom really wants him to get married.
Okay.
And so he has agreed. His parents don't know that he's never getting married. This is just a him thing.
Got it. Okay.
So he's like, yes, mom, I will go on all of these interviews or dates or whatever they're called. And so his mom, he lives in New York City. And his mom has been flying him around the country every weekend to meet different women.
Oh my gosh. Commitment.
Right.
She really wants him to find somebody.
And so he's been doing this for a couple months now. He's a little exhausted by it all. And so when he meets Meghna, they kind of have a connection, but like she thinks he's really hot and he thinks she's really hot, but they both for various reasons are just like, this can't work.
Okay.
Obviously, because he doesn't want to get married.
Right. And he tells her this?
Not in so many words. But she kind
of gets the feel of it, or that he's not really into it? Not.
So I think she's really just looking for like a date to the wedding. Not necessarily a husband.
Okay. Got it. Yeah.
But they kind of both agree that it would be better for both of them if they just say, this is it. This is the one, we're getting married. So he's like, if we get engaged,
they're both pretending.
Okay. But he's like, if we get engaged, then I won't have to be flying around the country forever. And eventually we can break it off and I'll just be like, oh, I'm devastated, whatever. But I'll like get a little break from having to meet all these women every weekend. And she will have a date to the wedding. So it's beneficial on both ends.
Win-win.
Win-win. Exactly. And so they agree to it. And they fly back and forth to Dallas and New York, depending on like what events are going on and what the needs are. And they have this fake engagement. Or is it?
Mm-hmm. And the plot thickens.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was really cute. Like, just very lighthearted. Sure. Very easy listen. The characters are both sweet and fun, and their parents are funny. Their parents are funny. His dad is not a good guy.
Sure.
So, you know, but and so like some stuff happens with him, but the other parents are very entertaining.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds like a good read. Just something light when you need it.
Yes, it was exactly what I needed.
Awesome. Well, I'll tell you about my book. It's called Expiration Dates by Rebecca Serrell. And I've read her before. I know you have too. I know you haven't loved everything by her.
No, I've decided I'm done. But
okay. Well, this, I know that you didn't like In 5 Years, but In 5 Years, I prefer.
Right.
Over this one. But okay. I thought this one was good as well. I did not like some of her others, like My Italian Summer, I wasn't a fan of. And
The Dinner List,
I wasn't a fan of. They always have a little bit of a heavier topic involved. Yeah. But I thought this was a solid read. I wouldn't say it was a 5, but it was solid.
Okay. Like, convince me. Because somehow I keep getting sucked into her books, even though every time I say, I'm not going to read any more of her books.
I just think her concepts are interesting.
I agree with that.
And I feel like I don't know. I will say that I thought that I already knew what was going to happen in some respects, not every detail, obviously, but I think most people would pick up on it pretty quickly that kind of what's going on. So the main character is Daphne Bell, and Daphne she's in her early 30s. She's had lots of different relationships. She has a best friend named Hugo, who she dated previously. And she has this unique thing that has been happening to her since high school, or even middle school, possibly. She gets a note or a letter or a scrap of paper, a napkin, just random, with a name of a man and a time frame.
I do remember this premise now.
Okay, and the time frame is how long they're going to be together.
Right.
So this has been her entire life. So she has this knowledge that they don't have. So she can be who she wants to be in these relationships. And in her mind, you know, she's thinking this is just going to continue. And so it kind of has warped her view of relationships.
Well,
and
I guess so.
What is possible for her. There's also some deeper struggles that she's going through. I don't want to go into too much detail because it's part, you know, you kind of find out about it as it goes on.
Sure.
But yeah, Hugo is her best friend, and she did date him previously. I think he was like a 3-month or something like that. And he is loud and fun and good looking, but you know, the card said 3 months, so
So it ended.
It ended. And it's not that she's just like, okay, well, the 3 months is up. Something always happens that ends the relationship. So it's not like she's just right. like, I'm done. Something will happen.
Yeah. It's just that she happens to know in advance that something will happen.
Right.
She doesn't know what it is.
Right. Yes. It's an interesting concept.
Yeah, it is. I can't imagine how, I don't know, how... Like, I guess I would kind of be like, if I'm only going to date this guy for 3 months, why am I even bothering?
No, I agree. But I get, you know, it's experiences. And when she looks back on things, you know, she's had all these experiences and she's had a rich life, so to speak, because she's gotten to do these things and meet these different people. And
logically, I know that people influence you and change you and you need all of these experiences to be who you are. But like...
I'm with you. What's the point?
At the same time, I'm like, but why bother?
Right. I'm with you. I understand. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I will say this. The last thing I'm going to say about this book, because there's really not much I can say without giving things away.
Yeah.
But she is around 32. She receives another note.
Yeah.
And it says, Jake, nothing.
Got it.
And so
that's what I was wondering was like, what, when she gets to the one that she's, but then what if you got a note that said Michael and it was like, you know, 20, 40 something, and you knew that you were going to get divorced in the future?
Yeah. I don't know that it would play. I don't know. Cause all of hers were never that long. I think the longest one she had was 2 years and it was in college, and it was like 2 years and 2 months, and there was a reason for it.
Right, but I'm saying in our life.
No, I know.
How would you feel?
Yeah, at that point, I'd be like, I don't want to do this.
I don't want to be with him for all these years.
But just, then you don't have your children.
I know.
But you'd have that in the back of your mind, so how could you even have a good relationship?
Right, when you know it's just going to end. How can you live like that?
I don't know. But I think because hers are generally these short trysts.
Right.
Like, the one in Paris, it was 3 nights.
Oh,
like 3 days.
Okay, girl.
Yeah. And then one was, and also sometimes she'll get them after the fact.
Okay.
Which is weird. So, like, she'll say she'll like meet some guy or she'll run into someone that she knows and they kind of have chemistry and there's like a hookup. And then as she's leaving, the wind will come through and like there'll be something at her feet notes. And it's like, Chad one night. And she's like, okay.
Thanks a lot.
So she doesn't know that. So she's still living her life and going on dates and doing stuff even without getting it. It's not like she's waiting on the next
right
note.
I mean, gosh, if she was, like, her whole life would just be revolve around the relationships that she's in, which is just not healthy, okay?
Right. And those topics come up. So, yeah, again, not a 5-star, but I thought it was interesting. It's an interesting thing, a plot to think about.
Like, it is. I mean, obviously, it's sparking conversation
right.
for us.
Right.
But I feel like I would just get annoyed reading it.
I understand. And I got to a point where I was a little bored.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's one thing that picks up that I was not anticipating. And I was like, oh.
Oh, okay.
And then, you know, and then it was towards the end anyway. So you're like, okay. But
okay,
yeah.
I feel like I need a book right now that's just gonna like knock it out of the park for me.
Let's find our next joint read. Let's figure it out.
You keep saying that. Just text me with a book title and I'll read it.
But
you can't decide.
What if it's not great? I want collaboration.
Okay. All right.
I wanted to do a little bit of research so it's a good read, so we have good conversation. I don't want to dud. Like, I've done that before with that book about New York and the girl that was house sitting. I don't even remember. And we were both just like, meh.
This book was not great. We have nothing good to say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
But how am I supposed to know what's going to be?
I mean, I'll look
a stellar book.
I'll look too, and we can just kind of like give each other some an option. Like, why don't we like give an option or two? And if they both seem good, then we'll have one for the next month's joint read.
Okay, I did finish reading all of the Harry Potters. I finally finished, and I
for
was,
how many books. Times?
Oh, I can't even count at this point. I mean, at least at least five or six.
Okay.
Like, I think there's four in my Goodreads, maybe, but I've read it more than that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was all so emotional, and I was like, it really is. The seventh book is intense, and I like got to the end of the seventh book, and I mean, I know what's coming, and I know it's gonna be a hard listen. And I was like at the office, and I just shut my office door. And I just like had tears streaming down. No, seriously, it's really emotional.
Okay. See, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a lot to. Yeah. Whew. But I finished it. I was like ready to finish it because I didn't want it to like have this hold over my life anymore. I wanted to be able to focus on other books, but I also was anxious about finishing it because I knew it was going to make me feel all of the things.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't ready for that, but I got through it. I got through it.
Congratulations.
I can move on now. And I can't decide if I want to like go watch all the movies now or not. I may need some time.
Take as much time as you need, Jimmy.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Let's talk about the tea.
Okay, let's do it.
So this is another pick by Churchill's Fine Tea, which we have done in the past. This is a World of Earl Grey selection.
Yeah, keep going.
All right.
You're doing such a good job.
This one is Paris, and the description is a Ceylon black tea with a rich and subtle blend of vanilla, blackcurrant, bergamot, and caramel. It's so cozy.
Yum.
It's delicious. Yum, yum.
Yum, yum. It is really good. I'm excited. I just want to say that we were about to try a different one from this collection called Moscow Nights. And it says Chinese and Ceylon black teas blended with bergamot, safflower, and a hint of smoke. And we were like, cool, let's do something different. And then I opened it up, and it was like a freaking furnace.
It did not smell good.
It was so smoky.
Yeah. Hmm.
And I couldn't do it today.
Save it for another day.
Yeah.
Or never.
or never. But definitely not today.
But Paris.
Paris is yummy.
Mm-hmm.
So go to churchillsteas.com if you're interested in the vanilla, black currant, bergamot, and caramel flavors.
Quite good.
Yeah.
Well, on that note,
cheers.
Cheers. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out the show notes for the full list of books we discussed today. You can find that in your podcast app or on our website, inkdrinkerspodcast.com.
And please support us by subscribing anywhere you listen to podcasts and leaving a review. You can find us on Instagram and on Twitter at Ink Drinkers Pod.
Cheers!